why cause why cause why Muria Zimbabwe, Eita Eita Olam, Togazo Mushe Zimbabwe Mushe, and Debiko Muria Zimbabwe. If you're tuned in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, June 2021. Muria Zimbabwe, Togazo Mushe, I'm your host, Mike Hoge. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, welcome to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program, targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Washington, D.C., Muria Zimbabwe, and tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on Zimbabwean youth. Now, following the world recently commemorating World Refugee Day, we're also going to be speaking to Zimbabwean youth in the diaspora about their experiences in their host nations, and what is leading to young Zimbabweans leaving the nation in such large proportions. If you're looking to join us, Muria Zimbabwe, you can call us live on air in studio. The number is +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming the conversation live on Facebook, kindly share the program with your networks. And also remember, Zulugandaba, to press the like button. Ukufitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi like. So we see ukuthi ngempela, ngempela likhona Zulugandaba sisonke like so. Njalo libukele uhlelo. Also feel free to write your comments in the comments section, and we're going to be reading those comments live on air, Muria Zimbabwe. So now let's delve into it, Muria Zimbabwe. Without wasting time, let us delve into the discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 42,195 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 37,200 recoveries, 1,685 deaths. Last night alone, 1,200 PCR tests were conducted, 416 new cases were detected, 16 recoveries and 13 deaths. Two in Bulawayo, two in Harare, one in Manicaland, one in Mashonaland, and five in Mashonaland West, two in Midlands. The country has 3,310 active COVID-19 cases. To date, 704,001 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Of those numbers, 436,851 have taken both the first and the second jab. Now, currently, places under total lockdown are Karoi, Kariba, Makonde, and Kwekwe. This is the result of the detection of the Indian variant in these respective areas. Now, Muria Zimbabwe, the increase in COVID-19 cases. Now, this is in Zimbabwe has led to medical experts urging citizens to abide by the COVID-19 restrictions, which have been infecting Zimbabwe for over a week now. The combination of both the winter season and the third wave of the coronavirus have been declared dangerous by medical experts. To hear more, one of our correspondents was in touch via telephone with the director of Mpilo Hospital, Professor Solwayo Ngwenya. Let us hear what Professor Ngwenya had to say.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu abeStudio 7 ngokuhambisa lo msebenzi wokuthi balixwayise isikhathi sonke ngoba kuzanceda kusiya ngaphambilini. Okwamanje lo mkhuhlane sumubi, subuya ngobubi bona obeyane esalitshela khona, subulala okwamagama. Yikho ke sithi okuluma undlebongo wakho bahlabe zulu. Namhla ngilapha ngithe ngilazise lingalaleli omunye umuntu elitshelele eceleni. Umkhuhlane sumubi njalo ngiyananzelela abaningi lizawunompola ezimfeni. Kumele abantu ezimfeni kuhambe abantu abalutshwana izihlobo kuphela. Likhale likhatshana ngoba nxa kuhanjwa emfeni liyanompola njalo lithelelane umkhuhlane usiya phambili. Njalo ngiyananzelela lapha emadorobheni abantu lokhu bengalaleli besenza isiminyeminye esemagama. Ingozi le imbi kakhulu. Sizama ukuthi sikhulume siyivikele. Lingaqali ukuma isiminyeminye yiso esibi kakhulu. Likhuluma liphefumulelana lingavalanga amakhala, lingagqokanga ama-face mask. Njalo lingaze lasondelelana limekhatshana le emakhaya lingasondelani labantu ababevakatshile bevele emadolobheni. Sisiya engozini embi, inyanga yonale yomqando isiyakhuphuka ngale, abaningi siyabe sesikhuluma singasekho. Siyalixwayisa mahlabezulu. Njalo sibona lapha umkhuhlane lo usumemetheka. bathi nje ibhubhane leli kukhanya kuleli sandla lesithathu selile ibhubhane livela kwamanye amazwe leli liyanamathela linamathela abantu abaningi isikhathi esifitshane yikho libone emalokitshini ibhubhane leli liya sokuthiwa kule ndawo okuthiwa ngama-hotspot la ma-hotspot kukhanya-ke liyamemetheka okwamagama lizathi lisuka kuma-hotspot liyagcwala indawo yonke nxa lingalalelanga lokhu esikukhulumayo abaningi sizajabalala.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you heard it there from Professor Soloye Ngwenya. Practice all necessary precautions to avoid contributing to the spread of COVID-19. Thank you so much to Professor Soloye Ngwenya. But now, whilst on the same discussion of COVID-19, Maria Zimbabwe, we also reached out to a member of the Bulawayo City Council. Mr. Nesisa Mpofu. People have been wondering as to when they can get their jab of the COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe. The City Council of Bulawayo recently announced that there are designated places in Bulawayo where people can get their jabs. Once again, Studio 7 spoke to Senior Public Relations Officer Nesisa Mpofu via telephone, who explained more about this procedure. Let us hear what Ms. Mpofu had to say.
Sithanda ukukhuthaza izakhamizi ngendawo lapho esiyenelisa khona ukuhlatshwa ama-vaccinations e-COVID-19. Idolobho lisebenza le-Ministry of Health and Child Care. Sile-vaccine esibiza sithi Sinopharm, dose 1 and 2. Uyenelisa ukuhlatshwa le-vaccine kulezi ndawo. United Bulawayo Hospital, Mbilo Hospital, laseNgutsheni Hospital. Bese siba le-vaccine esibiza sithi Sinovac, dose 2. Le ikhona e-United Bulawayo Hospital. Phinde njalo sibe le-co-vaccine esithola khona u-dose 2 kulezi ndawo. Emakhandeni Clinic, Ngurumani Clinic, Princess Margaret Rose Clinic. Siyakhuthaza izakhamizi ukuthi asambenini siyehlatshwa sivikele i-COVID-19. Okunye futhi okuqakathekileyo ukuthi sicontinue sigqoka kuhle ama-mask ethu.
Well, that was the Senior Public Relations Officer of Bulawayo City Council, Nesisa Mpofu, explaining as to where people can get their COVID-19 jabs in Bulawayo. Now, to help us understand more about the latest COVID-19 figures and the measures that were implemented in Zimbabwe last week, joining us live via Skype is Dr. Tinotenda Smemeza, a medical expert based in Harare. Dr. Smemeza, welcome to the program. Zurufambe.
Farmer Mike, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us, man. Let's delve into it. COVID-19. We've had you here a couple of times, but, you know, there seems to be, this is a developing story by the day in Zimbabwe. And so my first question, I guess, is let's look at the latest statistics in Zimbabwe. What are your thoughts as a medical expert?
I think we can see that the number of active cases are on the rise. And also the number of positive cases are on the rise. So we've seen in the past couple of weeks that there's been an increase in the number of cases. We should continue being vigilant, and we should be on the watch out at the virus.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Smemeza, you know, Zimbabwe's vaccination program has been running for, practically a year now. Now we're at a stage whereby, like I mentioned, over 700,000 have taken the COVID-19 vaccine, but we're still seeing these waves of an increase and then a decrease of COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe. Why is that happening, especially now that there's more people taking the vaccine?
We have discussed, whether you took taking the vaccine just means you do not get the severe disease.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't can't contract COVID-19. But mm-hmm. It means that if you contract it, you won't get the severe illness and you won't be critical enough to be admitted, or the worst thing that could happen is death.
Mm-hmm.
So taking the vaccine does not mean you can't contract COVID-19, but it means you will not get the severe disease.
Mm-hmm. Now, I like that you explained it that way, Dr. Smemeza. We had a couple of people that were asking that question, especially one of KwaZulu-Natal West, whereby they've seen an increase in deaths and an increase in COVID-19 contractions over the past couple of weeks. What would you say to a person who has lost faith in the vaccine, even though there's a lot of people taking the vaccines, the cases are still increasing and so are the deaths?
Okay, so I think what people should understand is that the number of cases is not a direct correlation with vaccination. The number of deaths is what you should correlate with vaccination. Check the number of deaths. Check how many people have been vaccinated amongst those who have died or who are critically ill.
Mm-hmm.
Because getting the vaccine means it will reduce the number of severe cases, the number of deaths. It doesn't necessarily mean that it will reduce the number of positive cases.
Mm-hmm.
So, no panza tinema positive cases aripo, but yavazo shike pakurwara kusvika pakuzopinda muchipatara kana kufa. That's the use of the vaccine. That's the purpose of
right. Now, Dr. Simemeza, ngati mbobata inyaye chirongwa che ma measures akaiswa nehurumende last week. Tinonzwa vanhu vazhinji vachiti lockdown. Asi haisi lockdown, ma stricter regulations akaiswa nehurumende akanangana nekudzivirira kutekeshera kweCOVID-19. I want to touch a little more deeper on that. What's your thought? What comes to mind as a medical expert when we look at the measures that were implemented by government last week?
Well, I think these are not new measures. These are measures that we've experienced in the past, whereby we have curfews, we have sort of like a lockdown so that we minimize the spread of the disease. We've seen it work in the past couple of episodes that we have had of the corona outbreak. So it does work, but it's not a solution that will last long. Like we've been discussing over the weeks, vaccination, if we reach the required number of people getting vaccinated so that we achieve herd immunity, that's what's going to help. And this is not just for Zimbabwe, but this is herd immunity for the whole world, which means it should be vaccine equity. Everyone should receive vaccine such that we achieve this sooner rather than later.
But now, you mentioned that it's not a long-term plan. It's something that helps in the immediate case. How helpful do you think this project has been so far in Zimbabwe?
Sorry, come again?
How helpful do you think the measures have been in Zimbabwe so far?
So there should always be a direct correlation with the measures on paper and what's actually happening on the ground. The absolute lockdowns have helped. Because there's a stricter control of people. But we also see that because of the economy and because of how people are surviving, people tend to not follow the lockdown restrictions strictly, which is a problem because this will result in the spread of the disease. But the measures have shown to reduce the number of cases from what we've experienced from the last couple of episodes that happened, that look do work, but the restrictions should be really controlled on the ground. What's on paper should be on the ground.
All right. Thank you for your input there, Dr. Simemeza. Let me hold you on the line for a bit. There's a bite that we have by the former Minister of Health, Dr. Henry Madzorera, where he's talking about the lockdown procedures and all that. I would like to head over to the next bite that we have of Dr. Henry Madzorera, the former Minister of Health, speaking on the effectivity of these lockdowns. And then when we come back, we're going to hear more from Dr. Simemeza. Let's hear what Dr. Henry Madzorera had to say.
Sekutaura kwatakaita kare nowirira nepfungwa yakuti guta raita chirwere ndorinofarira kubaiwa Jackson relockdown. Saka matargeted lockdowns tinowirira nawo in principle. Dambudziko riripo nderekuti izvo umbovo huri kushandiswa kuita malockdowns awo tinoona kunge hwakaremara. Chokutanga hurumende haisi kushiya nesu umbovo hwanahwo data ravanaro riri kukonzera kuti vaite malockdown aya. Then toenda pamalockdowns achishayiwa ari kuitiwa haasi effective haashandi. Tikatarisa lockdown iri kukwekwa hakuna beer hall chaiyo inonzi bar area. Saka kungotaura nezvemabeer hall. Kune mabottle store nedzimwe nzvimbo dzokunwira dziri private. Dzese dziri kushanda vanhu vari kungoraradza. Mamarketplace akavhurika ndoo kune vanhu vanonge vachingokwesherana vasina kupfeka mamask. Hapana enforcement yelockdown.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo liyamuzwa uDr. Henry Matsorera. That was Dr. Henry Matsorera speaking on Zimbabwe's vaccination program and of course the effectivity of the lockdowns in Karoi, Kariba, Makonde and Kwekwe and of course once again the nation's vaccination program. So yilo ludaba esilalo kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo zulukandaba namhlanje sikhangela okwenzakalayo elizweni okwamanje silo Dr. Tinotenda Tsimemeza ingcwethi kwezempila kahle nangu yachasisa umbono wakhe njengengcwethi kwezempila kahle mayelana ngokumemetheka kwegcukane le COVID-19 elizweni. Dr. Sibemeza, back to you. Manzwazwa Taurwa na Dr. Matsorera vangawachuti nemaondro avo zvirongwa izvihongu. He applauds the way that government is approaching it in terms of isolated lockdowns kuzviri kuitika Karoi, Kwekwe, Kariba and Kumakonde. However, he feels as though government needs to start pushing lockdown regulations even harder to ensure that people don't just see it on paper but understand that these places are under lockdown and there's COVID-19 regulations that have been placed in Zimbabwe. Tipeo Maundering, Dr. Smemes.
I think Dr. Matsorera, he's just echoing what I've just been saying, that the Nusaganyorwa papers, no fanazuris also implement on the grounds. My restrictions at Shukuisa, Anufanakungachizo apply on the ground and people should follow them so that the lockdowns help.
Mm-hmm.
From the first lockdown, when there was a proper lockdown, and from the second lockdown, after the cases had surged, we saw a drop in the number of cases.
Mm-hmm.
But like he's saying, nowadays, we're not really a bit reluctant because people are trying to survive and people want to entertain themselves in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So people might not be complying. But lockdowns have shown to work. We need to comply to them so that they work.
As you know, Dr. Smemeza, Manzwa, Zekari, Dr. Matsorera, Vachiti, dambudziko riripo nderekuti vanhu havasi kunyatsonzwisisa as to why these lockdowns are happening in the first place. Varingomuka vachizoudzwawo kuti hanzi kune lockdown. Seems as though we have lost Dr. Smemeza there. We're going to try to get him back. Let's see some Facebook comments and then we'll go back to Dr. Smemeza, who's going to be joining us shortly. Ufrank Zulu uti muri seiko mkoma Mike Aiwa tinotenda mkoma Zulu nekupinda mchirongwa. Mkoma Richard Moyova anyora namba hanzi ndifonereiwa aiwa tinotenda zvikurusa. Tichaona kuti mukana uripo here tikwanise chikufonerai. Hlomani kwanyanya is saying muri sei mkoma Mike, third wave ndizvo asi vana veZimbabwe vatambura, ngavaendere mberi vachita mabasa emaoko. Aiwa tinotenda zvikurusa. Tinashe Majganyemba ari kuti hanzi watching you from Gaborone. Tumelang Tinashe VOA number one. Thank you so much, Tinashe. Mayford Msarurwa ari can the government support all the less privileged families during the lockdown? Tichavunza Dr. Smemeza maondrao nezve kukosha kwe kuti hurumende ive nezvirongwa zvakanangana nekubatsira vanhu. So I hear we have Dr. Smemeza back on the line. Doc, are you back? It looks like our network yawe iri kuendera mberi chinetsa. So we're going to try to get them back to make sure that abantu bayezwa ngempela. Sibona ukuthi abantu bathini kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele. Let's just see the comments on our Facebook page of VOA Ndebele and then we'll be back with Dr. Smemeza. Ngabona ukuthi abantu bayabhala ngempela. Umanja uthi BSR siyabonga kakhulu. Richard Moyo uphinde wabhala kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele ukuthi hi, please call me back. Siyabonga. Mnumzana Moyo +12026192077. Call us and we will be able to bring you live on air. Max Olwia Paluti, ikorona ikona kodwa okwamanje sekumele sikwazi ukuphila layo. It's important siyabonga kakhulu. Maxwell ubohle uthi lenjani siyabonga kakhulu. We hear Dr. Smemeza is back on the line. Dr. Smemeza usakhona? It looks like in Davale, Network Kanya Nani Atupa. Hopefully, we'll be able to get him back. Ugut Angene Gushelo, maybe we'll try him. Ugut Simulate live via telephone. Siazing and Peluguti. In Davale, Network Ila Ugutupa, Wele Zimbabwe. But now, let's head over to another package that we have from one of our correspondents, Columbus Mavunga, who talks of the impact of the COVID 19 pandemic in Zimbabwe. On this program, Pano Pachirongwa Chedu, just like what's been written in one of our comments, people have been focusing on the discussion on livelihoods. The COVID-19 pandemic worldwide has affected the job market, and Zimbabwe has not been spared. According to a report recently released by the World Bank, Zimbabwe's economy is expected to recover by 4% this year. However, the nation is expected to also experience a 25% increase in poor people, especially in the cities. VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports about this from Harare. Let's hear what he had to say.
41-year-old Richard Luzani is one of many unemployed Zimbabweans hoping the economy will recover and the pandemic will end soon. Each day he sells water in Headcliffe, one of the poorest suburbs of Harare, with his 58-year-old father, Luzani.
I wish I could get any formal job. I'm just barely making a living from this hustle of selling water so that my family can survive. But so far, everything is down.
He says on a good day, they go home with $5 each, other days with nothing at all. A World Bank report says Zimbabweans living in rural areas such as 40-year-old Tafazwa Gamanya are doing better than their counterparts in the urban areas thanks to subsistence farming.
I have maize and sweet potatoes. My peas are at flowering stage. I sell my vegetables to get money for sugar, for tea which we have with sweet potatoes. Our maize is enough for this year. We have nothing more to ask or cry for.
Last week, President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government said the number of food insecure Zimbabweans had drastically fallen because of the good rains the country had in the 2020-2021 agriculture season. Mukami Kariuki, who heads the World Bank in Zimbabwe, says the country's economy could recover faster depending on how the pandemic and the regional economy perform.
So overall, we note that the recovery of the economy is on a positive trend, and if sustained, this momentum will impact positively on the lives and livelihoods of the people of Zimbabwe.
An upward swing would be welcome news for Richard Luzani and millions of Zimbabweans like him. The World Bank reports 49% of the country's population now lives in the poverty due to both the pandemic and the country's ailing economy. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Right, Zulukandaba Liyamuswa, intathelizindaba yomsakazo we-Voice of America, uColumbus Mavunga, lapha ubechazisa ngempela okwenzakalayo elizweni. That was a VOA correspondent, Columbus Mavunga, reporting from Harare. Now, I hear ukuthi uDr. Simemeza is back on the line. Let's see if we still have him. Doc, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Right, we had lost you there. But throughout this time, we were talking about the COVID-19 lockdowns, and you were explaining more on your thoughts, especially the sentiments echoed by Dr. Mazorera. Let's take it from there. Please go ahead and continue from there.
That lockdowns are effective if they are implemented properly. And but if that's not the case, then it is disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
Not comply to whatever the regulations are there, it will be a disaster. And we've seen that lots of people have various reasons not to comply.
Mm-hmm.
The main factor being the jobs, the food, getting shelter and so forth, which is necessary for survival. So I think we should, the government should also look into that.
Mm-hmm.
So that when these regulations are put in place, people have something to fall back on.
I like that. But now, let's talk a little more about people in general within society. Are people starting to respect these regulations? Because these numbers are reflecting a different story.
Well, I think fatigue is setting in. When you have a period whereby the cases are not rising and so forth, people become a bit reluctant. And then when they start seeing the cases rising, that's when they think back and they're like, Corona is still there. Mm-hmm. So I think we should always be cognizant that Corona is still there, and we haven't yet achieved what we intend on achieving up until people have realized that we need.
Mm-hmm. Right, Dr. Simemisa Ngatsimboze, and then we'll start slowly wrapping up our Hurukurelu Yatina, Yonasim Chirongwa. Ndoda kutanga nekutarisa nyaya yenhomba yechirwere cheCOVID-19 pamwe nechirongwa chekupa vanhu nhomba muZimbabwe. Imi munoshandawo mune zvimwewo zvipatara muZimbabwe uko vanhu vari kubayiwa nhomba izvi. Chirongwa ichi chiri kufamba zvakanaka
here? Nemanumbers atiri kuona, tikuona kuti we are doing well. To achieve what we want to achieve, there's always room for improvement because we are almost at 1 million now, mm-hmm. But tend of reaching about 10 million people who have received the vaccine. So,
it looks like network here, Dr. Simemisa Yatanga Zakar. Dr. Simemisa, are you still there?
I'm still there. Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead. You're still there. I can hear you. And I'm betting you, Dr. Smemes. I think network here, Dr. Smemes, Irukuneta Zekare. Ngatiendrei mberi muri Zimbabwe with the program. And all right, I hear that Vadzoka, Dr. Smemes. Muchiripo parunare?
Yes, ndiripo.
Right. And I'm betting from Amstar.
Ndakanchiti nhomba tiri kuita zviri nani, but kuti tisvike patinoda kusvika tinofanira kuchimbidza, mm-hmm. kuti vanhu vanofanira kuwana nhomba iyi vasvike 10 million tikwanise kusvika herd immunity yatiri kuda kuti chirwere ichi tisanyanya kuparara maningi munyika yedu. Izvi zvinotibetsawo kuti nyika iyi ivhurike. Tinoona dzimwe nyika dzakatovhurika kudhara nenyaya yekuti vanhu vavo vari kubayiwa nhomba zvakanaka. Na New Zealand neamwe mastates ekuAmerica aakutovhura nyika, mm-hmm. saka kuti tinofanira kuita kuti zvinhu izvi zviitike nekuchimbidza, such that we do not run losses with hospital admissions and so forth, mm-hmm. So we need to really speed up the process.
Zvino tichitarisa nyaya yekuti Dr. Simemisa seZimbabwe tatopinda kamu third wave uyezve tiri muwinter tichikurukura, so ndeapi mashoko amungada kukanda kune mhuri yeZimbabwe kuti vanyatsohwisisa kuti aiwa tiri panjodzi pari zvino vanhu vakasaremekedza mitemo yelockdown, mitemo yeCOVID-19?
Okay, ndinoda kukurudzira vabereki kuti chirwere checorona hachisati chapera. Tinokwanisa kumboita maperiods nguva dzatinoita kunge chirwere chisisiko, but tinofanira kuramba tichiziva kuti hachisati chapera, mm-hmm. uyezve kwanisa kuita amwe mamutations anoramba achichinja. Saka semhuri yeZimbabwe tinofanira kutedzera mitemo inenge yaiswa neMinister of Health, tichipfeka maoko edu, tichipfeka mamaski edu, kana zvichibvira toshandira kumba kana zvichikwanisika, such that chirwere ichi chisanyanye kupararira maningi, uyezve vanhu vakwanise kutora nhomba COVID-19 vaccine iriko iri kusupplywa munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Ichava yatibetsera kuti tikwanise kuachivha zvatikwanisa kuachivha, uyezve kuti nyika ivhurike, vanhu vakwanise kuzoita zvanga vachiita munguva dzose.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Simemisa, taakutosvika kumagume hurukwede yedu yanhasi. Ndoda kutarisa nyaya yezvikoro, ndiyo inenge yati nyaya yatinetsei pari zvino muZimbabwe. Tiri kuonaka kuti hurumende iri kugadzirira kuvhura zvikoro within the next nhasi vaannounsa kuti vari kuextenda ne 2 weeks. Saka tikati within the next 3 weeks zvikoro zvinenge zvaakutovhura muZimbabwe pari zvino sezvaannounswa nehurumende. Tichitarisa nyaya yekuti vabereki vakawanda, vadzidzi vakawanda, pamwe nevarayiridzi vese vari kutya, vari kuti zvikoro pari zvino muZimbabwe ndizvoka zviri kutonzi nechirungu mahotspots eCOVID-19. Ndeapi mashoko amungada kupa kune varayiridzi pamwe nevadzidzi pamwe nevabereki? Once again, it looks like we've lost Dr. Simemeza, but we reached an end of our conversation there. I was hoping that Dr. Simemeza would be able to give his input on the situations in schools in Zimbabwe. Just today alone, we heard government announce that schools opening will be extended by another 2 weeks. However, I was hoping that Dr. Simemeza would be able to give his input. Okay, it looks like we have him back. Dr. Simemeza, as our last sentiments there for tonight, I want to focus on the school situation. Please go ahead and respond to that.
I was trying to say that if schools are going to open, the regulations should be strict in terms of the number of students and also the number of contacts that...
Namhlanje inetwork ngempela ilejela sizulukandaba ngibona ngani ibingafuni ukuthi namhlanje sixoxe lo Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, but let's go ahead and move on with our conversation. Thank you so much to Dr. Simemeza there. In a gist, ubechasisa ngempela uDr. Simemeza ethinta esithi schools should make sure that all our necessary precautions are placed ukuze abantu abasakhulayo babe lethuba lokuthi bengabanjwi ngegcikwane le COVID-19. Uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo Muri Zimbabwe, chirongwa chedu chivechidiki muineni Mike Hove. And now, Muri Zimbabwe, nasi mchirongwa tonight, we also said we're going to be focusing on how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting the youth of Zimbabwe. Now, whilst on the discussion of the coronavirus and how it is affecting the lives of youth in Zimbabwe, recent reports by government show that the issue of teenage pregnancy is still on the rise. Analysts, educators, and medical experts for over a year now have credited the sharp rise of the COVID-19 pandemic, of the teenage pregnancies to the COVID-19 pandemic. Under lockdown, a lot of students were not able to go to school, leaving them vulnerable to gender-based violence and other issues such as peer pressure, which led to them engaging in sexual intercourse, hence the rise in teenage pregnancies. To hear more about this, we're joined by Unhlanhla Moyo, but before we head over to Unhlanhla Moyo, who is the research and advocacy officer at Dot Youth, I'd like to go to an audio bite that we have of Mr. Benjamin Majindu, who is a Warren Park resident. Mr. Majindu comments on, of course, the COVID-19 lockdown and how this is affecting the youth of Zimbabwe. So let's head over to that audio bite of Mr. Majindu, and then when we come back, we're going to hear from Unhlanhla Moyo.
Ini ndinoona sokuti vana vakawanda vakaita nhombo during COVID time inei. Asi pane zvikonzero zvandinoona zvinenge zviviri kana kuti zvitatu. Chikonzero chokutanga ndechokuti vana vedu vanasikomana nevasikana vakungoswera vari mumamisha vasingaendi kuchikoro, vachingotenderera, vachitamba, vachiita misikanzwa yakasiyana siyana inosvika pakuti vanodanana nokuti zvosvika pakurara vose nokuti vari kushaya, vari kuswera vachingori mumamisha. Chechipiri, vanasikana vamwe vacho vaipiwa nhumbu kana kuti vari kupiwa nhumbu namanje nevanhu vakuru vanova vabereki. Vamwe vanotori nokuti vanenge vane mari voita luu vana vaya kuda kunyenga vana vanonyaya yemari yokuti vatenga mazepi kana mabeskits chaivo. Mwana otoona sokutoti zvinhu zviri raiti nokuti anoswera achinguvapo achiona baba vachiita zvavanoita votopedzisira afurirwa mwana wayo omitiswa nababa vane mhuri yavo kana kuti nababa vakakura kudarika iye even vasina mhuri. Zvimwe zvacho zvichikonzerwazve nepeer pressure kuti vana vaakusangana vamwe vanga vari kumaboarding, vamwe vanga vari kumaday schools, vanga vari kumareserva nevamwe vanga vari kumatawni vachiendawo kumareserva. Mafungiro anenge akasiyana, mwana wakurira mureserva nomwana wakurira mutawni vanhu vakatosiyana vanhu vaviri vavo. Saka pavana vanosangana vanenge vakutofurirana, uya uya wanga akurira kumareserva vachati saka ndasaririra ndee ndakwanisawo kuonawo shamwari yangu inondipawo mari kana kuti inonditengerawo mabeskits kana kuti inonditengera doro. Saka ndinonazvo kuti lockdown iyi yakaita kuti vana vazhinji vakomana nevasikana vaite kumusikanzwa inovanosanganisira kuti vasikana vanozowanikwa vaya vakaita nhumbu dzakawandisa ende vamwe vacho havasi kutombonoongororwa kuti utano hwacho hwemunhu hwaandanana naye hwakamira sei, vanozonozviona vatova kuchipatara.
Ngiyamuzwa ngempela zulukandaba lo this is a Warren Park resident umnumzana uBenjamin Majindu ubechazisa ngempela esithi yena ngokwakhe he is also a parent njalo ubona ngani okwenzakalayo umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 njalo inhlelo lezi ama-lockdown lokunye okuchiyeneyo is what's leading to abantu abasakhulayo engaging in indaba lezi njalo uyasho ngempela ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo are now falling victim to abantu abadala who have money and are now engaging on these different acts labantu abasakhulayo. Let's hear more from Umnumzana Nhlanhlamoyo, who's joining us live via Skype from Gontutu Ziyathunqa koBulawayo. Nhlanhla, welcome to the program, Bafo. How are you?
Thank you very much, Mike, for having me. I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Udaba esilalo kuhlelo before you heard it. There seems there's been reports that the rise in teenage pregnancies is still continuing as we speak. Over the past year, Zimbabwe has experienced different ways of lockdowns, which for a while, analysts and academics were saying that was what was triggering it, just like what was said by Mr. Benjamin Majindu. But now Zimbabwe has, of course, left the lockdown period, unless you're in different areas like Karoi, Kwekwe, Kariba, and Makonde. The rest of the country is technically under just stricter COVID-19 regulations, but not lockdown. So why are these pregnancies still increasing?
Thank you very much for that. And I think Mr. Majindu covered a bit of what's happening, especially when we talk about children that have been in schools and all of a sudden coming back home and they are stuck for a while around issues of pregnancy. But I'll speak to really the core issues around why these pregnancies seem to be escalating, especially from the period when the lockdown started and until now. The biggest has been the issue of limited access to sexual and reproductive health services, particularly preventive services like access to condoms, access to contraception. You will remember that when lockdown started, there were challenges around how young people needed letters in order for them to access health facilities. And even some of the health facilities at some point were closed because they were not classified as essential services. But that has changed. But the effects of the lockdown, we are seeing a lot of that now with so many teenage pregnancies. Some are manifesting now, but they are evidence of the fact that the pregnancies, sex was happening, and not just sex, but protected sex.
Mm-hmm.
We also talk about children being out of school and having limited knowledge. So we talk about a lot about comprehensive sexuality education, mm-hmm. which is meant to equip young people to be able to understand themselves and to make informed decision around issues of their sexuality and sexual and reproductive health. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to CSE in Zimbabwe, yes, steps have been taken, but there is still a whole lot more that needs to be done to increase the knowledge levels of young people. A Zimbabwe Demographic Health Survey 2015-2016, which is the latest that we have, speaks to over 50% of young people not having comprehensive knowledge. So that means there is still a very huge gap around issues of knowledge. And then the last and obvious one, of course, are issues of livelihoods,
mm-hmm.
hunger. Adolescent girls and young women who are hungry fall prey to predators that will solicit for unprotected sex in exchange of things like food and so on. And so at the end of the day, they become victims to these predators, and that leads to teenage pregnancies.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk a little more about what you partially touched on, which is, I guess, sex education. In some countries, indaba lezi are actually put into different school syllabuses and all that. So children are learning about all these things in school. In Zimbabwe, is that something necessary? Is that something that's happening?
Thank you very much. It's something that is very necessary. It is something that is happening, and I say that in quotes because the implementation of it is a big compromise. So when you are a country and you are saying that you have a comprehensive sexuality education syllabus, and yet studies like the Zimbabwe Demographic and Health Survey comes and tells you that comprehensive knowledge amongst young people around issues, for instance, of HIV is limited. About 54% of these young people don't know. It means that the way that you are implementing your comprehensive sexuality education package or curriculum is very weak. So we have it in through the guidance and counseling for children that are in school, but we also still then need it for people that are outside of school, and we need to strengthen that to ensure that all children and young people are covered through talk about sexuality education.
Mm-hmm. Now let's go back to talking a little more about the on and off periods of the lockdowns. You partially touched on the fact that this is contributing to the rise in teenage pregnancies in Zimbabwe. Could you explain a little further on that? How is the COVID-19 pandemic contributing to this?
Thank you, Mike. The first thing that we all need to agree on before we move a bit further is that our lockdown was done in panic mode, and it was not strategic. So in the spirit of leaving no one behind, that when we speak to the Sustainable Development Goals, the lockdown, when we implemented it, left a lot of people behind, especially young people who could not access services. When we talk about sexual and reproductive health, we talk about how, for example, youth centers that we consider safe spaces for young people to hang around and also acquire knowledge on sexual and reproductive health and rights in Bulawayo were closed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. That meant that young people were left to their own mercy and to their own experiment. And the fact that they are not access, they are always at home, and they are always interacting with each other, but they do not have access to the critical services that they need, means that the sex that will happen as a result of entertainment and as a way to pass time will happen and it's unprotected. So that then results not just teenage pregnancies, because teenage pregnancies are just but a part of what really happens. We talk about increase in HIV incidence. We talk about increase in the levels of STIs. It's so much more. Mm-hmm. And we talk even about how that when we talk of the lockdown, the fact that some health facilities were closed and communities were left at their own mercy, it meant that there were no community interventions that came through that made sure that and everyone in the community can access services one way or the other at community level. That did not happen. So if I could not get into town or pass through town to go and access the health facilities, as a young person, it means then I then had to just close my eyes and do what I had to do as nature was calling, and that left me very vulnerable.
All right, Nhlanhla, let me hold you on the line for a couple of minutes. There's a report by VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga, another package that we have, that speaks to the increase of teenage pregnancies in Zimbabwe. Now, this report touches on youth-led initiatives which are combating teenage pregnancies in Zimbabwe. Now, bear in mind, this is a report that was done last month, but it still speaks to what's been happening throughout the year. Let us head over to the report, and then we'll come back to hear more from Nhlanhla.
Zimbabwe's government says nearly 5,000 teenage girls became pregnant in January and February, and about 1,800 entered early marriages during the same period. Most live in poor suburbs, according to a government report. It's disappointing news for 17-year-old Natsirai Maritsam, who founded the Vulnerable Underaged People's Auditorium Initiative. Since 2018, she has been teaching her peers about the dangers of early pregnancies.
It made me realize that there's still a lot that needs to be done. This is not a one-man's thing. Stakeholders out there should join the campaign and hold marathons, fun runs, campaigning for a nation that is free from early pregnancies and early marriages.
The United Nations Population Fund has been providing assistance to ensure Zimbabwe's children have online and radio lessons during the COVID-19 lockdowns. UN body says Zimbabwe is among countries in sub-Saharan Africa with a huge teenage pregnancy problem, with a fertility rate of 108 per 1,000 girls among adolescents.
This is against an average fertility rate of 101 births per 1,000 young women aged 15 to 19 in sub-Saharan Africa. Of course, this data is from before COVID-19 pandemic and lockdown measures were put in place. Emerging data indicates that there has been significant increase in teenage pregnancy.
Sibusiswe Buda Masara, deputy chairperson of the Women's Parliamentary Caucus, says her group was heard by the report which was released by Zimbabwe's Women's Affairs Minister, Stembe Sonyoni. Buda Masara says stigma prevents young pregnant girls from going to school. She says legalized abortions should be an option in such cases, saying sexual reproductive education and contraceptives have failed to work.
We are trying to hide behind the finger. Our children are engaging in sex activities as early as 10 years, 5 years. And why are we still not doing what other such countries have done? South Africa, it's done legally. Some of the people, those who can afford, they cross to South Africa and have their pregnancies terminated lawfully.
But Marisa disagrees, arguing Zimbabwe's poverty rates and lack of education are fueling the sharp rise in the rates of teenage pregnancy and early marriage. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Well, that was our VOA correspondent, Mnumzana Columbus Mavunga, reporting from Harare on the increase in teenage pregnancies. Now let's go back to Nhlanhla Moyo. Nhlanhla, usakhona ecingweni?
Yebo.
Nanga umlaleli, ukhona umlaleli uyabhala ukuthi sicela ukuthi uNhlanhla asichazisele okwenzakalayo elizweni ngesiNdebele. Udaba esilalo kuhlelo, bengicela ukuthi bachazisele umbono wakho ngalokho okwenzakalayo okumayelana ngama-teenage pregnancies.
Ngikulonye.
Usungachazisa umbuzo ukhona.
Ngiyabonga baba. Nxa sithi thina sikhuluma kakhulu ngendaba zokuzithwala kwabantu abatsha, ngingathi abantu abatsha, ngithi abantwana, ngoba sikhuluma ngabantwana ikakhulu abaleminyaka esuka thina ku-10 siyafika ku-19 esibathi ngesilungu ngama-adolescents. Osokuyibo kakhulu asebezithwala ikakhulu ngesikhathi se-lockdown esiqalisileyo saphatheka okweminyaka emibili le edlulileyo, lalokhu esesiphakathi kwakho manje esingaziyo nokuthi kuyaze kuphele nini. Sikhuma ukuthi abantu abatsha bona bayazithwala ngoba bayehluleka ukuthi nxa behamba ezibhedlela kumbe besiye emakliniki bafike basizeke njengabantu abatsha ngendlela eqondileyo nangendlela elungileyo. Kuningi abafika behlangane lakho emakliniki okufanana lokuthi sebefika bekhuza, sebefika bethukwa ngenxa yokuthi batsha onesebesithi umntwana ungangawe vele ubusenzane. Asithi ukuthi ku-wrong, kodwa sithi thina amanesi umsebenzi wabo ngokuthi bona ba-provide ama-services, bancede abantu abatsha ngalokhu abakudingayo. Siyekele abafundisi bayenziwa umsebenzi baba abafundisi emachurch. Unesi angabi ngumfundisi, angabi aphinde abe ngunesi njalo, yena ayenze owakhe umsebenzi awuholelayo ukuthi asize umuntu omutsha odinga usizo. Sikhuluma njalo futhi ngokuthi thina indaba zodlakela lezi lazo ngezinye ezivangela ukuthi amali ukuzithwala kwabantu abatsha kumemetheke. Nxa abantu abatsha laba abanye bebesesikolo, ubaba kumbe ngubani ungumalume kumbe ngumne wabo osetshona bebonke endlini, yibo laba asebedliwe ngula abanawethu abangamankazana abagcina sebezithwala. And ngenxa yokuthi abantu bebeku-lockdown, akula lapha azabalekela khona, uzabaleke sithi uyakuphi, lona ilokitshi kumbe ubulawayo evaliwe ukuthi akusela lapha azabalekela khona.
Enhlanhla sike sadlala inye ibite of umnumzana uBenjamin Majindu ubekhuthaza uhulumeni ukuthi avule isikolo ngenxa yokuthi ubona ngani when students are in school indaba lezi zama teenage pregnancies they don't increase as much as they are now. Wena ukubona njani lokho?
Ngithi yebo, ngiphinde ngithi hayi njalo. Ngithi yebo ekuthini nxa abantwana bese sikolo bephiwa umsebenzi baba angathi babhizi ukuthi bagcine sebesenza indaba zocansi lezi ebese zisenzakala ezinye zingavikelekanga. Njalo bakhona ukuthi esikolo bathole ulwazi nokufunda ngalokho esike sakutsho ngaphambilini ukuthi kule comprehensive sexuality education, njalo bayakwanisa ukuthi ba-access ama-services ngendlela ezijene. Ngithi hayi mina ngomumo lo esiku owe-COVID-19 ukuthi izinxa zivulwa ukuthi abantu abatsha abasesikolo bazavikele kanjani, ngoba sesibhanile yebo sithi abantu bezabi bengabi ngama-crowds, kodwa abantu bethu bangahamba ezikolo ngendlela abaningi ngayo sokungama-crowds, sinakekela ukukuphatha kuhle okuyinto lokhu. I-COVID-19 uzamemetheka okunzima kakhulu, lezi muli zizathwala nzima ngokuphathelwa u-COVID-19 ezindlini ngabantwana abasuka ezikolo.
Hayi, unfortunately inhlanhla isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoyi. In less than a minute bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwakho okugcina to abalaleli bethu, kakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo that are watching this show.
Ngiyabonga Mike. I will start with English and then ngizayigcina ngesiNdebele. What I want to encourage young people is that at this point in time that we are in, it is very unprecedented, but reckless behavior will not solve some of the issues that we are currently facing as a country and we're facing as a generation. Mm-hmm. I advise that let us seek knowledge so that we can make informed decision. What failure, or rather I would say ignorance, is not an excuse when you are pregnant. Ignorance is not an excuse when you find yourself with an STI. But rather, what is important is that you keep yourself safe as always. And the first point of being safe is acquiring comprehensive knowledge on some of these issues.
Kuzamele ngikubange umlomo khonapha bafo ngoba isikhathi sesehle ngumangoyi. But thank you so much for joining us, bafo. Thank you, we really appreciate it. Muriya Zimbabwe, that was Unhlanhla Moyo joining us on The Connection live via Skype from Gontutuzea Tunga. Now, as we wrap up uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo Muriya Zimbabwe, I'd like to delve into a discussion that we earlier on touched on. Ngishilo ngempela ngathi Nasim Chirongwa, tonight on The Connection, we're going to be speaking to young Zimbabweans in the diaspora about their experiences in their host nations. Of course, this discussion is coming during a time whereby the whole world, Muriya Zimbabwe, recently commemorated World Refugee Day. Now, the first person I'd like to show you, or the first person we're going to hear from, is Mr. Mthulisi Hanana. Mthulisi Hanana is a member of the Dumiso Dabengwa Foundation, and Mr. Mthulisi Hanana is now in South Africa as a young refugee from Zimbabwe. Let's head over to a clip that we have of Mr. Mthulisi Hanana speaking on his experience in South Africa, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up with our conversation with Mr. Kanisa Singala.
There is so much that we've been through ever since we left the country for South Africa to come into exile. I think the chief amongst the challenges that we still face is the simple fact that the relevant authorities that process migrants or refugees are still closed. To date, I think it's been almost 2 years since the offices are closed. So as a result, most of our colleagues have not been given a status of any sort. But also, other than the legal state here, the biggest challenge has also been sustenance, everyday life, being able to sustain it, because you discover that it's during the COVID period now. And because it's COVID, we are not able to do much. A lot of things are closed, a lot of companies are not able to do. So as a result, struggling to start a life. And also the issue made of also medical aid. When COVID, if anything happened, as it happened for foster young children, we don't have any form of health cover, medical assistance of any sort, because our medical aid that we're using in Zimbabwe cannot be used here. Another thing maybe that can also be highlighted is that once we left the country, there was an expectation that we would get maybe psychosocial support or counseling of some sort, particularly for the children who went through the trauma and the ordeal of what the state did to us. But unfortunately, we did not get that. So these are some of the challenges that we are facing, and now we have to deal and mitigate with the consequences of what happened to us.
Well, Mudia Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Umthulisi Hanana. Without wasting time, let's delve into the other discussion we had with Kanisa Sinkala, another young Zimbabwean based in South Africa. Let's hear from Kanisa Sinkala.
We have a lot of Zimbabweans moving into South Africa because of economic issues. When we look at the opportunities when you're coming here, there are vast opportunities in South Africa itself, whether for people that are looking for jobs and those that actually have got a business mind. Because South Africa on its own has got a much more stable business and a much more stable economy for a person to do business. So on the young people, the most of the challenging issue is coming into a country like this, you don't even have anything to fall back on. One, two, very unskilled is most of the young Zimbabweans that come here, that when they are coming here, the only jobs that they have to look for are jobs in restaurants. We are now caught in between a rock and a hard place, where you have came into a country as a refugee, and some do get refugee statuses, some apply for refugee statuses, and it's taking too long for that to be actually addressed. South Africa did well. It gave some permits to some Zimbabweans that were here, but it can't give to everyone. That is a fact. They can't give jobs to everyone. We can't all be in special categories.
If we look at some of the unemployment rate, 36.2% is unemployed. So there seems to be some scavenge for resources, which has led to what I guess some analysts are saying, tension between foreign nationals and South Africans. Walk us through the relationships that South Africans are having on the ground with foreign nationals.
On the ground, we are good. As I'm talking to you right now, I'm in Mpumalanga in Witbank. Mm-hmm. I'm here to do a lecture to empower South Africans. Mm-hmm. So we have a very good working relationship on our own personally. But then issues of economy and issues of some people thinking that when they are hungry, a Zimbabwean or a Nigerian or a certain national has eaten their food or has taken their food. It is something that in reality we cannot say it's a good thing to think about. We can actually work together to actually pull through this, because this country is full of opportunities. It's not jobs only. I'm here as a business person. I'm here as a person with knowledge that they need. And I'm here to empower the community of Emalahleni. So we are not all looking for jobs. Yet, yes, we'll agree, most of our guys are employed, yes, in the sectors of what, of restaurants, in security, which, yes, of course, everyone is scavenging to try to get there. But we have our also quite a lot of foreign nationals that are owning those security companies. You can't expect him to open a security company and his brothers or his cousins are not working when he's got a security company.
The theme of the 2021 World Refugee Day, Together We Heal, Learn and Shine. It delves a little deeper into what you just talked about. The fact that if we work together, we can finish all the challenges that refugees face, that foreign nationals face and locals face. Speak to us a little more about that when we talk about the theme. How important is this?
My encouragement is we are brothers. And it is important to understand that I may not be in my right country as he thinks, the person thinks, but I may be having requisite experience for me and him to partner and open a business. I believe in complementing each other.
I say I was Mr. Nkala, being sitting there.
Okay.
Njengosakhulayo oyizalwane laseZimbabwe ohlala khona le kwele South Africa, awusitshela ukuthi lihlangana ngohlupho olunjani?
Kona lapha sikhona lapha ke uqhakathekile ukuthi lati sizwisise ukuthi sisezweni lokuhamba, sisezweni lokuhamba kuyadingeka ukuthi umuntu lo muntu akwazi ukuziphatha kahle kwaqala. Bayafika abanye lapha abafowethu bengela ama skills. Okuqhakathekile ukuthi uzame ukuthi lawe usondele kwabanye ufunde ukuthile. Usebenze kuhle nabantu, uphile kahle nabantu. Indaba esizwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi ubusuthola sesithi mase siyabala izivalo zasemajele. Sithola abafowethu bebaningi emajele kakhulu ngenxa yokuganga. Lokho ngokunye sihlangana lakho okwenza ukuthi labantu esiphila labo bona base South Africa bathembe lo bangathembi loyana ngoba siyabakhuthuza lathi kwezinye indawo. Njengoba sifika singekho skilled, imisebenzi kunzima ukuyithola. Eminye yakho namasiyithola kufuna ukuthi ube ngumuntu lwana ozafunda. Ungasatholi imali elingeneyo ngoba